I showed Raj the progress. He is excited.
I'm super excited.
Now that we have a device, I told Raj whatever features he wants, he can now implement. He's an engineer. Santify and Oliver is a Dough, D-O-U-G-H. The history behind this is there was a, there was an ad.
I found a sushi store that Brenda introduced. It delivers.
But at like quadruple price.
Hey, does it?
Is it?
Okay, so.
Maybe only like 50% markup.
Okay.
I mean, that's omakase at $42.
Do they have the omakase in the?
They better.
Let's investigate.
Yeah, I see people. We've got it delivered before.
What is it? The Mami Sushi Bistro.
Oliver is a D-O-U-H.
D-O-U-G-H.
U-G-H.
Okay. Loading the sushi. Lion King roll.
Yeah, their sushi, like, the omakase is truly the only thing that's good on there.
Brandon, what is this fish called?
I don't know. I don't know any of them really.
This, and this.
Yeah. The top one is a scallop.
Yeah, it has a scallop.
Okay. Maybe I remember wrong. The pricing is not.
Okay.
Huh?
What else, three?
Yuzu might be able to find the fish. I don't think so. Fish are too hard to find.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Maybe you should continue. Let me ask William. He seems to remember that your name. Okay.
They tried to explain it to you at the store, but they had such a hard accent and it's too loud and they speak too slow.
Yeah.
You can't ever understand.
Yeah.
You just nod and say, okay. I just had a...
All right, let's see. Okay, onto some actual tangibles, I guess. Kelly, do you want to run the meeting or should I run the meeting? I was just gonna go through like a bunch of technical things, like what the processing post-processing pipeline we need is and shit.
Also, post-processing.
We have a basic chart for this.
Yeah.
Actually, so I'm trying to bring it up.
All right, let's. Here, do you wanna drive the TV?
I'm going to on for now.
Okay.
I can also go through the Gantt chart and the items a little bit.
Yeah, do you want to do that first?
Are we doing that first?
That's
just 15 minutes of doing that.
And what after that?
Huh? Because there are a lot of good features that I have not introduced to them yet that you should introduce to them.
Okay. Well, Brandon should go chart first. I'm asking William for the fake name.
Okay. Classic.
Wait, this one only has one USB port.
Then it has real HDMI, so you can unplug the HDMI adapter.
It does have real HDMI.
Hey, some of us specifically select for computers with HDMI and USB-A.
I
think the remote for
the
remote for the TV is somewhere over there. I should also order myself some dinner. It is infrared remote controls. You have to point it at the low. Here, let me give it to me.
Just that pointer.
Yeah.
Usually it's like at the low.
I need to get a fresh 90-inch TV. This one seems to have burned in. Ooh, did we lose the left half of the display?
No.
I think the liquid crystals might be leaking. Yeah, okay, it's not too bad. It's still the same. I don't know what that burned-in spot is from.
Come on, Reggie, you can do it. You can maximize pixels for you.
What is going on?
Come on now.
What is going on? This is a reasonable computer.
This is running Yavanti and everything.
Yeah, this is a reason. Oh, maybe Ubuntu's the problem.
It's bugging out on that monitor, not on this monitor. I can still use it.
Okay, try again. I think the inside and outside displays are both 1080p, so if you set them to mirror, you can have a good presenting experience.
I'm going to reset the mirror. How do I do that?
Meanwhile, Kelly is focused on her fish, looking carefully at the different mackerels. It's amazing. Thanks to the power of Yuzu, this meeting, this interaction will be captured in perpetuity, whether you guys want it or not.
Mirror. Bye.
Hold on.
Keep changing. Wow. Okay. There you go. It's not bad.
Okay.
I'm going to go through here. And I wanted to really fun. Really? Really? Go to the stupid. I was going to see whether or not what encodings and also. Yours is not any of these ABC here, right?
I'm H265, but I would be okay to use Havoc or VP9 or whatever.
Well, I only say this because this is in their operate, but we could just make a scalable ECT server.
Yeah, I mean,
but this is basically what.
Yeah, I see. I see. You're trying to architect this around like fully hosted solutions, right? Where everything is external endpoints when possible.
Kind of, and then okay. You can worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you necessarily worrying about any of that stuff, but I do think sometimes getting into your if medium coding decoding isn't one of those engineering rabbit holes that.
Yeah, I guess it's
always
true.
Always have to have an engineer on. Then if we could just make it in a big Docker container, I can scale it. That's fine.
Yeah. No, I think it's. I think you're right. It's better to use a hosted service because good media encoding is GPU is accelerated by the hardware of video encoders on GPUs. So they're very. They require very specific instances to run on.
Yeah.
They're like A2s or whatever are the ones they run on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And they need to be. A few of them need to be on demand, always on, and then that's and that's something I can do. Which is, I don't know if any of these.
I would do either VP9 or Havoc. VP9 is probably a little cheaper because it's royalty free. All right, so let's scroll up. Let's take a look at the speeds. Down to just the speed chart. This one. So we get. For HD speed optimized, what's the X? What are these multiples of?
This is professional tier, but let's put out.
This is ridiculous. Wait, let me open the page.
It's AWS Elemental Media Compression.
God, AWS has so many services.
Yeah, this is actually the one that.
Why does AWS?
This is the new one, actually. This is the new one.
I guess.
They've deprecated some old ones.
AWS is like Amazon, but for digital products. You can buy everything.
Yeah, but I figured encoding, decoding.
Let me investigate. This looks like it may not quite be what I want.
And then they have audio only, audio normalization, and whatever built in auto, single vision, HDR templates. Frame rate conversion. They also have, I'm familiar with Amazon recognition, so you can do video processing and detect things in videos and do some ML on it. And they also use AWS recognition mainly for the really bad content for malicious actors, because you know that's a thing.
Yeah.
You know where that conversation's going. So it's kind of a bit of a firewall there to say we're looking out for that stuff using the whole Amazon recognition.
It
rejects all harmful content.
Let's go investigate the situation. All right, so this is the pricing. So if we're so we have to use VP9. I think VP9 is a gun. Okay. VP9 codec. Okay, so VP9 is Havoc class, so I don't mind. Everything decodes VP9 now. Whatever. On the device never has to play back its own footage, so as long as it plays on phones, it's fine. I say this because Havoc costs Havoc costs two times as much. Because I think they have to pay royalties. So whatever. VP9 is Hevet class. So what are these times? These are a normalized unit. Oh, I see. Okay, so at 30 frames per second HD video, VP9 HD video is 4x. Oof. It's almost 1 cent per minute. Oof. I mean, for a 60-minute video, that's almost a dollar. Oof. To have Amazon uncompress your video for you. Oof.
Yeah, like I said, I just wanted to show you this, see what you thought about it, because I don't know anyone.
Let me think. This pricing is probably a reason.
And keep in mind, there's credits that kind of absorb these things, but.
And I think you can negotiate discounts and shit.
I think we got to start. Don't worry too much,
it's getting started. Okay, I'm just discussing the price. I'm not saying we're not using it.
Are you close to GCP? Are you open-minded?
We can take a look. Yeah. There's also other services too, so...
Yeah.
I'm not really, if you guys already have an encoding-decoding thing, I can talk
about it. I think it needs... It should be on a hosted service, because you pay a lot for the CPU minutes otherwise. Encoding's not cheap. Let's take a look at whether.
And we can table this.
Are there speeds? I feel like speed is also important.
I just wanted to get you exposed to that. And
yeah. Who is the customer for this platform? It seems like it's game streaming.
Games and video studios.
Like who is, what video studio pays Amazon to produce their TV show? I have everything except the ability to compress my video.
Overview. I'm gonna scroll down to where I'll saw the names. These people, customers.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like they're all like two out of the. What? Yeah. Okay. One of them is on demand TV. One of them is games.
Yeah, they just want crunchy services.
Fascinating. All right. As I said, Amazon is Amazon. They sell everything. I mean, this is fine. This is fine if you think it's good and you know how to use it. We could try it. It's 60 cents an hour, which is pretty whatever in the initial stage. We have credits, and an hour is a fair chunk of video. Am I reading this right? It's 1 cent per minute? Yeah, it's 60 cents an hour.
But is that when it's...